Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us. Welcome. So happy that you could join us. In each part of today's podcast, there will be two scripture readings. All readings will be taken from the New International Version. Praying. Dear Lord, bless the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of your holy word. Amen. Hear the word of God as recorded in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 33, verses 14 through 16. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will fulfill the gracious promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will make a righteous branch sprout from David's line. He will do what is just and right in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. This is the name by which it will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Now for the reading of Psalms 25, verses 1 through 10. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. In you I trust, O my God. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one whose hope is in you will ever be put to shame, but they will be put to shame who are treacherous without excuse. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God and Savior. And I hope, and my hope is in you all day long. Remember, O Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you are good, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful for those who keep the demands of his covenant. At this time, we will listen to a song entitled Psalms 25 by Exodus Road Band.
My soul, oh God, I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, let my enemies be few. All the paths from you are merciful and true. And as I walk with you, your covenant I choose. Show me your ways, oh yeah. Teach me your paths and guide me in your truth. Oh, you are God, my Yeshua, the oh so merciful. Remember me for all my days, O ancient one of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, or all of my rebellious ways. Show me your way. Show me your ways.
in the second part of the podcast, I will be reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 through 13, and from Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. Please be encouraged to read along with me. Praying, O God, that the reading and the hearing of your word will be acceptable in your sight. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 9 through 13. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy we have in the presence of our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you again and supply what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus clear the way for us to come to you. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. May he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of our God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. And now, reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 25 through 36. There will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars. On the earth, nations will be in anguish and perplexity at the roaring and tossing of the sea. Men will faint from terror, apprehensive of what is coming on the earth, for the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. He told them this parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. When they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is near. Even so, when you see these things happening, you will know that the kingdom of God is near. I tell you the truth. This generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Be careful, or your hearts will weigh down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will be close to you unexpectedly, like a trap, for it will come upon all those who live on the face of the whole earth. Be always on watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you will be able to stand before the Son of Man. The word of God for the people of God. O Lord, I pray that the reading and the hearing of your word did not go out void, but that it strengthened our faith in you through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. These blessings we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. The closing song is entitled, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. The artist is Matt Redman.
song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.